皆さんこんにちは。自分自身の生き方や美しさを大切にするポッドキャスト You Do You へようこそ。私ユーナとハナが一女性として日本で暮らすにあたり感じることをガールズトークしていきます。みんな違ってみんないい、そんな楽しい社会を目指しながら、真面目なトピックからエキサイティングなものまでお送りしていきます。なかなか気づけないこと、普段から気になっていたこと、一瞬立ち止まって一緒に考えてみませんか？
Hi, welcome to You Do You, a podcast about honoring your most beautiful, authentic self. We don't live in a one-size-fits-all world. We dance to the beat of our own drum. We embrace what's human and what makes life interesting. Yuna and I are here to discuss what this means when it comes to living in Japan.
Basics and talked about self-love, which is the main theme of our podcast. And related to that a little bit, we wanted to expand the topic today to friendship.
皆さん、こんにちは。前回は久しぶりの配信になりましたが、私たちのポッドキャストの初心に帰るということで、セルフラブとか、自分自身との向き合い方について、話していて、で最後の辺ちょっとそれが友達っていうトピックにつながっていったので、今回は丸々30分間友達というトピックで話していきたいと思います。
Oh, really?
Friends!
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Do you know what, though?
Well, I guess you can be my friend, too.
Can I? Really? Oh, arigato. 感謝しますね。
Yeah, not everybody can be my friend.
okay, that's an interesting question. Okay, so, もしなんか、ゆうなちゃんの友達になりたいと、どうすればいい？
どうすればいい?
Like,
but actually, to be honest, I don't have that many friends. I mean, like, I have friends, but I don't have, like, that many friends who I can, like, fully open up to. But I think that's the case for everyone as they grow up, right? Like, you have a lot of nice friends to go out with, but, like, friends to, like, fully open up with. Like, it's not like you have a bunch of those even when you're older.
No, I think so. They say, like, all human, human kind of circle. Oh, I'm saying this really badly in English as well. they say that people have around 150 people around them, right? That seems to the number. So whether it's like a kind of village aspect or whether it's people that you know, people have 150 people that they communicate with. But clearly out of that 150...people, you're not going to open up to everybody. There's not going to be...
That's so true.
Yeah.
So, like, to answer your question, like, how to be my friend, I don't know, but I know that it's not related to the amount of time that you know that person, or in this case, me, because I have a lot of good friends who I can open up to, who I only encounter, like, the past few years. I mean, like, you and I also, it's not like we've known each other for, like, you know, 10 years or 20 years, right? It's only been a few years. And then again, there's also, like, a lot of friends that I was really close to, maybe like for 15 years or 20 years, but then there's always a point in life where it's like, okay, we're friends, but it's gonna change a little bit. Like the dynamics are gonna be a bit different from now onwards. So I think it's not about the time, but I think it's more about, well, for me, I think it's about the honesty. And if you can like be really honest with me, like in both good and bad ways, because I think for some people, like too much honesty is a little bit straightforward and it can be hurtful sometimes. And I think that's how it is a lot of times in Japan, because being straightforward and honesty is kind of linked. And it's kind of in the Japanese language, it's pretty hurtful. But for me, I prefer, like, even if it is very direct, I do prefer honesty, because I feel like that's the key to develop a deeper friendship.
なのでなんかその花が今どうしたらユーナの友達になれるっていう質問があったんですけど、なんかどうしたらなれるか ってよりなんか絶対まず関係ないのは年月だなっていうのを最近思っていて、なんかすごくこう15年とか20年とかすごい友達だった人でも、まあそんな決して嫌いとかじゃなくても、なんかどうしても人生の交差点が変わってきたなっていうので、まあ、あり方が変わる人もいれば、逆にここ2、3年とかで知り合ったのにものすごいこう仲良くなれる人もいて、でそれこそ例えば私と花もまだそんなにすごいこう10年とかの知り合いとかじゃなくて、
実は4年間だと思うよ、
4年かな、4年くらいなんだけど、やっぱすごいこういろんな話がポッドキャストでもだけどしてきたしっていうので、まあ、何が必要かって言ったら、まずなんかその正直さっていうのが私は結構大事だなって思っていて、でだけど日本って良くも悪くもやっぱりこう謙虚でいてこうカマフラージュして、やっぱりこう直接的に何かを言うのって結構攻撃的だったりするから、まあ言語的にも単語的にも、だから結構こう相手に対して何か思うことがあっても、なんかそんなにこう直接的に言わないとか我慢するっていうこともまあなんか礼儀の一つみたいなとこもあると思うし、でもやっぱ私はどっちかっていうと、そのいい時も悪い時も割とこうお世辞とかじゃなくて直接的に思ったことをちゃんと言ってくれる人との方が建設的な会話とか、まあなんか友情を深められるかなと思った。花はなんかある、こういうのは絶対必要みたいな。
まあなんかユネと賛成して、多分なんかその知っている期間、そのタイムよりタイミングが大事ですね。Like, you know, people come into your life just at that right time, or you have the same kind of vibes and the same interests as them at that particular time. There's some people that I know now that maybe I wouldn't have been ready for a couple of years ago, or maybe my heart wouldn't have been as open to meeting those kind of people than I am now. And there's some people that probably I met then, but we just don't fit anymore. So I think as we grow up and as we experience different things and as we, I don't know, as things progress and as we kind of take our own roots and our own narratives in our lives, it's quite often that, you know, friends that were close to us, you know, when we were growing up, don't really fit anymore. And I think that's a really, really difficult thing to navigate as well, because we kind of mentioned at the end of the last podcast as well, but you know, you have like romantic breakups, right? So, you know, it's clear that if things aren't romantically working anymore, then, you know, it has to have some sort of ending. Someone needs to break someone else's heart. But we don't really talk about the kind of the friendship breakups and the kind of heartbreak around those as well, because that can also be quite painful if you've invested so much time with someone, but actually, you know, coming to realize that actually you're not really serving each other anymore, or you're not helping each other anymore. Maybe the friendship has taken on a different dynamic, which can be painful towards each other. So I don't know, I've kind of gone off on one. So if I was going to go back to your question, to be a good friend to me, to be a good friend to me, you probably, I think I really, I need someone who's quite straight as well, but not too straight. I think, yeah, if it's too, if you're too straight with me, I think that's also what I struggle with the Dutch side of me, right? So in the Netherlands, we're super like, chokosetsniu type, right? Like it's like bah, but like kizu skirugurai, right? Like it really hurts, like if you're so straight. But
right,
I think that there's a fine balance there, but I do want someone who, oh, and I think it's also about like really wanting the best for the other person, right? So I really want to see my friends succeed. I'm probably everyone's biggest cheerleader. I don't care if like, you know, everyone, that someone's performing and no one else is screaming in the audience, I will be the person screaming for you. If it's at a graduation and everyone's quiet, I will be the person going, yeah! I will be your greatest cheerleader. And I think I kind of also appreciate that in my friends as well. The kind of very kind of vocal support where like I know that they have my back and I have theirs. Is that something that's important to you too? Or not so much.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, like you just mentioned that it's important to be vocal with the cheerleading. I totally agree, because like even if you know that
he is your best friend, then that person is going to have your back. I think for me, it's really important for that person to actually vocalize that to me. Like, even if it's through a message, Facebook message or whatever, like, to tell me that, you know, they are, you know, like, 頑張ってねとか, like, those little words, like, they lead up to a lot of self-confidence, and I want to give that back to them as well. So, I mean, not just the cheerleading part, but also, like, in general, like, to praise somebody, like, you look good today, or, like, you have really good vibes today, or, like, a person who can actually, you know, vocalize positive words to the other person, I think that's also what I like in a friendship. I think, I mean, like, you do that a lot as well, and, like, I feel like, I mean, like, a lot of people don't do it, but, I mean, you know, it's not like you lose something by saying something nice, and, you know, it's free, and it's not, like, gonna take up tons of your time, right? So, I just feel like, in general, somebody who can say, like, positive things to the other person kind of leads to what you said about, like, you know, wanting the best for the other person. Like, even if it's not, like, a huge success by saying, like, you look good today, but, you know, it does make the person feel better that day, so.
I'm reading, like, this book at the moment called, I'll show it on the video, so if you can watch the video, it's this one, All About Love. My friend, she loved it so much that she ordered one to my house. See, that's friendship, right? She's like, babe, this book's gonna change how you read about life, and, like, I want you to be happy in love and life, so you've got to read this. So she ordered it to my house. Isn't that cute?
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice.
Yeah, but in there it says that, like, there's a I can't see. Let me see if I can find where it is. But they talk about what love is, and at the beginning, because, you know, you can imagine at the beginning of a book about love, you need to kind of discuss about what it is. But there is a definition about love being about wanting the best for yourself, so if it's self-love, and the other person, both kind of, like, physically and, like, mind, body and soul, and, like, spiritually as well. And there is something in that, though, like, you know, it's and being able to express that is something that doesn't come easy to everybody, but I think if it is something that you can do well, it will definitely deepen your connections with others, and deepen your friendships and create overall happiness. I don't know.
I mean, also, like, at the beginning we said, like, there's not a lot of people that you can open up to just because you grow up. You said there's 150 people around you, and it's not like you open up to everyone. But I think, you know, the deeper you care about one person, like one best friend, it's not like you can give that energy to 150 people, right?
No.
I mean, because it's not easy. Like, it's not, you know, like, friendship, like, you have to try to make a friendship work as well. I mean, because, I mean, it's not like you have to, like, make an effort every single minute, but at the same time, like, you have to try to make the time to talk to that person, or, like, sometimes meet up, or, like, if the other person is having a bad time, then, you know, you take the time to send, like, are you okay on Messenger or something. So you are always, like, trying to make an effort to make the relationship, your friendship work. So you can't give that energy to every single person around you. So I think you begin to kind of choose who are the people that you really want to give your energy to.
Yeah, no, that's a really, really good point. And that's what it is. It is actually, like, I know it sounds kind of a bit cold me saying this, but it is work, it is energy, and it is time. And I think you get as much as you put in as well. So, you know, if you're not checking up on people and being like, hey, how are you doing? Or just, like, keeping in touch, you're not going to get that back. And of course, you can't do that well with everybody. So I guess that's where we need to be a bit more selective about who we choose to keep close to us and who we invest our time with. You know, we only live X amount of years, and if we've got to, if it's only that, if life is short, we have to pick how we spend it carefully. So that's definitely a consideration as well. Yeah, I don't know. It's a difficult one to pick, because I feel
I understand what you're saying, and I think, I mean, それが現実というか、I mean, that's the reality.
そういうもんでしょ?
Yeah,
it's just how it is. I was wondering, actually, how do you find, because clearly, like, you know, we both have experience living in Japan and abroad, do you find that kind of like making friends is different? Or kind of maintaining friends is different
in each country? Well, in terms of maintaining friends, I don't think it's that much of a difference, whether it's in Japan or whether it's abroad. But to make friends, I mean, my first language is Japanese, and like I went to school like almost like my whole school years was in Japan. So for me, I think it's just easier to make friends in Japan randomly as well, you know, like throughout, you know, like mutual gatherings or things like that, because like I already have like a lot of bunch of friends in Japan. So like if I find mutual friends, it just becomes a bigger circle and it's just a little bit easier. Whereas when I was in Sri Lanka, I started off with like zero friends. So it was really hard to make friends there, because without even one friend, I can't, you know, ask an invite to a mutual friend's gathering, or, you know, the bubble doesn't get any bigger because it's just zero. So I think it's when I moved to Sri Lanka was the first time probably in my life where I was like, I don't know how to make friends, because like even when I was in the States or when I was growing up in Europe, I would always have school. So like in school, there's somebody you would meet and then you become friends. But in Sri Lanka, I was there for work, and I was working at the Japanese embassy where there's only like Japanese and local staff. And like those people are not gonna be my friends. I mean, they're my friends, but you know, it's a bit different because I want people out of work as well to, you know, communicate. And I didn't have any of that. So I think that was really hard, and I actually had to like go friend hunting, like intentionally.
Yuna's on the
because,
hunt.
So like I was thinking like how can I make friends? And it's not like I can just walk around Colombo and go randomly like, hey, do you want to be my friend?
And
so so at the end, like I decided to participate in a marathon run in Sri Lanka. Yeah. And while I was getting the bibs, like the registration, then there was a lot of other runners obviously to do the registration. So I was looking for like somebody around my age. I mean, like somebody like in their 30s or 40s or whatever. And then coincidentally, there was this guy like who was sitting near me for the registration, and we had a conversation, and I was like, I just came to Sri Lanka, I don't have any friends, I don't really know my way around here, but I decided to participate in this race because I do running in Japan as well. And then he was like, well, every Thursday we go running in Colombo with like 15 people, so you're more than welcome to come. And that was like the beginning of a huge friendship that I have now in Sri Lanka, because all these running friends are like one massive reason for me to even go back to Sri Lanka even without work. So I was really glad that I had that opportunity, and I was also really glad that I was running in Japan, because without that hobby I probably still wouldn't have made any friends there. So to answer your question, like is it more difficult to make friends in Japan or abroad? I'd say it's easier for me to make friends in Japan, but to maintain, I still, you know, like through WhatsApp, like those Sri Lankan friends, I still text them now and then. So to maintain the friendship isn't that hard, actually, I say. What about you? Like, I guess you made a lot of friends in Japan who are still staying in Japan, but
so
do you find it hard to maintain?
日本に引っ越して、その最初のなんか3ヶ月、6ヶ月、すごい寂しかったよ。なんか大学の友達がいて、でも大学の友達みんな外国人だった。なのでいつかなんか帰国する。So, yeah, so at the beginning, when I first moved to Japan, I was at university, so the first like 3 to 6 months,I was quite lonely. Like the only friends that I had were from, were the university students, and they were going to go back to their own country soon. So then I was going to be alone again. And then Yeah, and then afterwards, yeah, 大学から卒業して、その次のなんか3ヶ月もすごい寂しかった。
大学の卒業。So this is pretty similar for us, right? I mean, for me, like going to Sri Lanka, it was very difficult because I only had Japanese friends who were going to go back. And for you, like when you came to Japan, you only had friends who were going to go back. So I think it's always really hard to make local friends in an environment where you're new at. Especially when you get older, I think, yeah.
Yeah, でもなんかダンスはなんか多分なんか友達ができそうと思ったけど、みんなはすごいなんか like cliques, like 昔々の友達だったから、なんか全然なんか
So you felt a little way? に
入れなかった。
うん。
So 意外とダンスも寂しかった。
え、そのダンスのなんかみんな昔からもう友達っぽかったダンスの友達ってみんな日本の人ってこと？
日本の人、日本の人。なんかあの
そうなんだ。
どこでしたっけ？なんか川崎でのなんかヒップホップスタジオだったから多分 like ヒップホップのあの文化でちょっとなんかみんなすごいなんかかっこよくてあんまり新しいメンバーと話さなかった。
だし、なんかもしかしたらなんか日本人の方がなんかこう新しく来た人に対してなんかおいでよっていう一声をかける習慣みたいなのはちょっとないっていうか、I feel like because for the running group that I was in Sri Lanka, it's like 20 Sri Lankan people plus me,
yeah,
and those.Sri Lankan people know each other from the beginning and they talk their own Sinhalese language, but like when I'm there, they never speak Sinhalese. They always speak English for me and they're always like watching out and caring for me. Whereas I feel like if I was a Sri Lankan person going into a Japanese running community, that would never happen.
No.
I think all the Japanese people, like they would, you know, they wouldn't be like 意地悪, but I don't think they would be like,Like, I don't think 20 Japanese people will be talking in English all the time for the sake of one English speaker. So maybe, like, unfortunately, maybe Japanese people might have a tendency to be a little bit more, not cold, but, you know, like, they like to tend to stay in their own bubble rather than inviting in somebody, yeah.
I think so. I mean, at the time, like, my Japanese, like, I could speak Japanese, like, not very well. I mean, I'm still working on it. But at the time, I could speak, so I could understand everything. And if they spoke to me, I could always answer. But I think they just looked at my face and they were like, oh, I'll have to speak English if I talk to her. And they just thought it was easier not to try. I don't know. So.
Yeah, I get what you mean. I feel like that would be something that's happening in Japan. そうね。なんか、花がこう、日本に来た時に、そのダンスを通じて、ね、新しい出会いがあってもやっぱりみんなもう既存のこう身内っていうか仲間がいてでそんなにウェルカムじゃなかったから別に寂しかったっていうのに対して、まあ、私はこうスリランカでランニングのチームに入った時に、まあ、20人以上スリランカ人がいて、まあ、そこに私だけ外人がいてもやっぱりみんな全員シンハラ語じゃなくて英語でずっと喋ってくれるしでこうずっとこう気にかけてくれるしで今週の練習は来るのとかすごいみんなテキストもしてくれるしなんかすごいウェルカミングだったけど逆にじゃあ私がこうスリランカ人で日本に来て20人くらいの日本のランニングチームに参加した時にじゃあ日本人20人が全英語で喋ってくれるかって言ったら多分それはないからもしかしたら結構これは国民性もあってなんか日本人の方がまあ、なんか特にこう英語のスピーカーとかに対してめっちゃこううちらのところおいでよみたいなのはなんか、まあ、もちろんいると思うけどそんなにまあマジョリティではないのかもしれない、
うん、かもしれないね、うん、でも多分なんかその次のビジネスインキュベーターのプロジェクトでなんか出会いいっぱいいてすごい like my world opened up 、
うん
Yuna more came about. I found you. Yay.
yeah.
So that was through that project. And I think that was more like a sense of... I mean, even if I think back at it, it's kind of strange. Like it was advertised as being quite international. Like it had other like foreign faces on their website. So I was like, oh, it's not just like Japanese people, foreigners are there too. And I entered the business incubator and I was the only one who was not a native Japanese.
Oh really? So nanda.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Then where did all the people on the website go?
I don't know. I don't know if they were ever there. I don't think they ever were there. I think they just used like stock images or something. Or like maybe they came one time to like some sort of workshop, but they weren't actually people from within.
They just wanted the picture.
Yeah.
Okay.
Damasareta. Yeah. But either way, like I'm happy I did it. And I'm happy I met you. And yeah, it's a funny thing to think about though, isn't it? I guess the key things, if you're going to move to a different country, I think the key things to remember are, one, it takes time. So like just to be patient, because it can feel really lonely and really tough. But actually to meet people that fit your personality and your interests and that fit you in general, like that takes time. Two would probably be try loads of activities. Don't give up. Keep on trying to get out there and meet new people. And eventually, like, it only takes one person. It only takes one person to introduce you to a few more. And then it will change your life. But until then, it's just, you've just got to have faith, I guess, right?
I think so. I mean, also, you came as a student and I went for my work. But I think if it was somebody going because of their husband's work, I think that might be the most loneliest.
Or their wife's
if you
work.
Don't know anybody there. Yeah. Because like you don't have school, you don't have work, you can't work because of the visa. But then how are you supposed to make friends? It's like you only have like the expat community. So again, it's going to be super hard to make like local friends, I feel like. And because in Japan, like, you know, it's kind of thought like to go, especially like not Sri Lanka, but like to go to like Europe or America through your partner's job as an expat. I mean, like your partner is an expat and to go with that, like it's like mukashiwa, like long time ago, it was said like while we were in 20s, it was said to be like the kachigumi, like the winner's way of living. But once my friends actually did that, like a lot of them went to America for their husband's work, but most of them ended up saying like it's super, super lonely because, you know, it's not like you're going there for a study abroad program, but you're going there by yourself and like you really don't know anybody. You don't go to school, like you don't have a job. So you basically don't have a community and it's just your partner that you're going to talk to every day, but he or she is going to work. So like it's actually not what they thought it would be like, which makes sense, I think. So yeah.
Yeah,
I think like going to a different country, even if it's for studying, working or for its partner, like it has a lot of good sides. It has more of good sides, I think, but also it's not like paradise. I mean, like there's always going to be the difficulty of meeting friends and making your own community and feeling home, I think.
You've got to be super sekyokuteki, right? Like you need to be.
You have to be, yeah.
I think sometimes we could be prone to being like, oh, I don't want to embarrass myself or like whatever. But like you've got to go gung-ho and just think, you know, I'm probably never going to see these people again in my life. If I do, then maybe they're my friend.
Yeah.
And just like get out there and just don't give up. Like it takes a lot of, it takes a lot of confidence, I guess. But like it takes a lot of tenacity just to go, I want to make friends. I know it's going to be good for me. It's so important for my mental health as well. I can't just be talking to my partner when they come home because they're going to be tired from like, you know, being at work, or maybe they have work commitments or friends that they're meeting. So it's my responsibility to get out there and not give up. And then hopefully if you've also got the support of your friends at home messaging you as well, even if it is online, like fortunately we live in an age where we have so many modes of communication, Instagram, Facebook, you know, email. It's tough. It is really tough.
It is tough, yeah. I mean, like, even if you're not in a foreign country, like, even if you're in a country where you grew up, it's really hard to meet a friend who you can share, you know, your thoughts with or, like, your pain with. I mean, especially
you know, like, I mean, I don't want to talk in a really huge subject, but I mean, like, being a female, there's always going to be life stages where you're going to be pregnant or like giving birth or like, you know, continuing with your work. Mm. And then I think at some point, sometimes the conversation changes. And it's not like you dislike that person, but it's just that the conversation changes a little bit. And then there's going to be a little bit of a distance sometimes. And, you know, it's just really hard to find somebody that you can really talk about everything to, like, even when you're in your 30s, I think.
Yeah, I think, but mm-hmm. I think that's why it's also really, I mean, even bringing it back to why we do this podcast, it's about, like, self-love as well, right? And becoming, not to say that, you know, we clearly still need other people. That's not what I'm saying. Yeah, but, like, becoming your own best friend and being kind to yourself and, you know, maybe taking yourself out on a self-date. Maybe you don't have someone to go to an exhibition with. So, you know, go by yourself and have a nice lunch there.
Yeah,
it's tough. But yeah. Oh, but I'm very grateful that you're my friend, Yuna. Thank you for being my friend.
I know, me too. Okay, so there is one culture difference that I wanted to share. I don't know if I told you this before, maybe I have, but so for your birthday, like for a friend's birthday in Japan, like say it's my birthday, then a lot of my friends would do like a birthday celebration, you know, in a cafe or restaurant or bar or whatever. So they would, you know, like they would prepare the cake and, you know, put a message like happy birthday, Yuna, and they would give me the presents, right? But in Sri Lanka, it's actually the reverse. If it's my birthday, then I have to bring the cake to work and say thank you to everybody who has been nice to me up until this day. Because like without them, without them, like I wouldn't have been able to like be where I am now. So it does make sense though. I mean, like to say thank you to everybody around you on your own birthday. So like in Sri Lanka, when it was my birthday, like people would message me and say, okay, you know, happy birthday. And I'd be like, thank you. And then the next thing they would say is, so where's the cake? So they're always waiting for it. And what surprised me the most was I didn't know about this culture when I first arrived. And there was this girl, like, she was a few years older than me, and she was really, you know, sensible and mature, and I really liked her, and she was also in the running team. And one time, like, we all had this running practice late at night, and it's really tiring to run in Sri Lanka because of the heat. And once we all finished running, like, I was really, really tired, and usually, like, the only thing I can, you know, take is water. But then it was this girl's birthday, so after the practice, like, she got the cake out of her car, and she was, like, it was a whole cake. It wasn't, like, a little one, but it was, like, a huge cake. And then she was, like, okay, dig in, everybody. Today's my birthday, so, like, here's my cake. And so I was looking at that, but I couldn't eat the cake because I was just way too tired from running.
Oh, gosh.
And then so she was like, Yuna, like, this is my cake, like, take a bite. And I was like, oh, thank you, but like, I'm really tired right now, so just really thank you, but it's okay. And also because in Japan, like, you know, we have the culture to like say no at the first when you offered something, because like to be modest is kind of like the thing to do, which is correct here. So at that time I was still like in my Japanese culture, so I was also like daijoubu desu, like I was saying no because I thought that was like the right manifold thing to do at the beginning. And then she started crying.
Oh no.
And like she's not like the dramatic type, but she just started crying. And then at the end she was like, I'm never going to talk to you again because you refused my cake, bye. And then she went home and she was like really, really mad at me. And I thought at first she was joking because like it was just way too much drama, so I thought it was all a joke. But then after that, like at midnight, she called me, and when I got the phone call, like she was like really, really crying, and she was saying like to refuse that cake is basically saying you should die, like you should never have been born. And like I think that's like after, like I asked a lot of my Sri Lankan friends and they said that is actually way too extreme, but at the same time, like even if you're offered the birthday cake, even if you don't want it, you can throw it away later, but you should accept it because that's like the polite thing to do when it's somebody's birthday, like take the cake. So I learned from that first year, and then after that, this is my sixth year, but I'm never saying no to a birthday cake ever again.
Oh my gosh, that is quite a thing to learn. Well, now I know I will not be refusing. I mean, not that that's an issue. I will never refuse cake.
Yeah.
That's not an issue for me, but oh my gosh, that sounds really rough. And yeah, I think something like that as well, though, because, like, you know, when you have cultural sensitive kind of incidents, like, it can be really, like, you're like, oh, well, what did I do? I didn't understand. I'm so sorry. Like, I know. You know, it could be the worst feeling.
Yeah. Like, did you have any, like, cultural differences when making friends in Japan?
No, not that I guess, like, because also I am at the base of it, somewhere deep inside, I am Japanese. So
I don't think I had
any of those, fortunately. I'm trying to think of what someone else might have had. I remember when I was learning at university, they were kind of teaching us, like, because you've got so many different ways to say things, right? Most of the time someone won't say that, like, oh, you know, if you ask them out for dinner or something, or like for a coffee, and then, you know, they don't want to go, they don't really say I don't want to go, they'll just say, oh, I'm just a little bit busy, but would actually mean like no. So I think maybe a little bit like that, like, I'm like, oh, so that person doesn't actually want to hang out. Okay, it's a bit hard to know, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is someone really busy?
It's really hard to know, but it's like in a relationship as well, right? It's like, it's not you, it's me, but it's actually you.
Yeah. just tell me. I even say this when I dance, though, when someone's trying to lead me, I'm just like, and they try lead me to do something and I don't know what they are, I'm like, just tell me, what do you want me to do?
Tell me. Yeah. You were seeing that the last time too. Yeah.
So but yeah, like friendships, like dance, everything's connected. I do like the idea of showing your gratitude for your friends on your birthday. I think that's a really nice way of thinking about it.
It makes sense.
But also, I would like to be
bought
a cake if possible. If possible. I mean, if I have to buy my own cake, fair. But, like, if someone wants to buy me a cake, that would be even nicer. Just saying.
Yeah, both ways work.
Yeah. As long as it's cake. All right, my love, I guess we're at our 30, which is sad, but...
そうね。今日も結構英語で喋っちゃったんですけど、友達についてということで、結構そうだね、なんか私と花の場合、日本とかオランダとかイギリスとか、まあ、いろんなところをこう離れて別のところで友達を作るっていうことが多くって、まあ、なんか自分のね育った環境にいてもやっぱり全てをシェアできるこう心からの友情を作るっていうのは難しいのに、それがまあ異国の地でってなると、さらにこうゼロベースで友達を作るっていうのはめちゃめちゃ大変だから、まあ、ただなんか本当一人でできればそこからこうつながっていくっていうのを私たちこう経験してるから、まあ、だからこそこう駐在でだったりとか、まあ、学校でとか仕事とかで海外に行って友達がなかなかできないなっていう人も、なんかいろいろなこう趣味の場に出たりとか、まあ、なんか飲み会に誘われることがあれば、なんかその誰かの通じて行くとか、まあ、それこそツイッターとかインスタとかがある時代だから、そういうところでまあそういうギャザリングみたいなの見つけて参加するとか、もう本当になるべくこうアクションを起こす。で、一人でも出会えればそこから広がっていくから、まあ、最初は結構こう友達がいなくて寂しくて耐えるっていうのが結構何ヶ月も続くっていうのを二人とも経験しているけど、なんかまあそこで見つかった後にこそその大切さってわかるし、逆にそこからすごい長く続くこともあるし、やっぱり一番最初に言った通り、その今から出会う友達がまあやっぱり生涯の友達になることもあるくらい、年月って本当に関係ないから、まあ本当になるべくこう友達に対してこう前向きな言葉をかけたりとか、まあ本当にこう、これも最初の方に言ったんだけど、まあ、こう結構恋愛とも一緒で、こう単純にこう自動的にこうフレンドシップがワークするってよりかは、それこそ辛い時に大丈夫かって声をかけたりとか、まあ、なんかこう時々電話したりとか、まあ、なんかこうちゃんと友情が成立っていうかワークするようにお互い努力して歩み寄ることは必要だから、そのエネルギーを誰に使えるかっていうのを、まあ、自分の中でちゃんと判断して、まあ、そのエネルギーを使えるって思った相手こそが、まあ、本当のこう大事にしたい友達なんだなっていうことがわかるのかなって思います。
I think you summed up perfectly. All right. Well, until next time, everybody, thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Send us
DMs
if you have any ideas of things that you want us to talk about or any kind of thoughts and opinions on what we talked about today. We look forward to hearing them. Yeah?
Yay.
Bye.